After the logo of the Intergalactic University vanished, a Kurangi female appeared on the screen. The third eye on her forehead sparkled with enthusiasm as she introduced herself as Professor Catala, welcomed us as her new students. Not that she was actually aware of us. This was a recorded lecture, just like all of them. We'd only get to talk to our professors face-to-face in seminars and in preparation for our exams. I shuddered. I hated exams.
"Abductions are one of the galaxy's most sacred traditions," she said in her smooth, delicate voice.
They'd done well to choose a Kurangi to hold these lectures. They were known for their intelligence and benevolence. If a Kurangi was able to do an abduction despite their deeply ingrained morals, anyone could.
"Ever since the first species discovered spaceflight, abductions of lesser beings have taken place. It's a universal urge that cannot be ignored. Whether it's for companionship, research, or simply to get a new pet, abductions are your cheap and easy way to get what you need. The rules of the university require me to say at this point that we do not condone slavery in any shape or form."
She smiled, all three eyes full of warmth. I almost felt loved simply by looking at the video of her.
"We shall begin this course with the four L's. Learn, locate, lure, leave."
The four words appeared on the screen. Matar snorted. She left indeed.
"I don't think that's what Professor Catala meant," I whispered before realizing I didn't need to keep my voice down.
"We're currently at the learning stage. You need to know everything you can about how best to abduct. It's not enough to simply know how to take someone from their planet. You have to be prepared for the aftermath."
Matar chuckled again, but both Havel and I ignored him.
"Once you've completed the basic modules of this course, you can start thinking about locating your target. There is a lot to consider, even if you already know the species and planet you prefer. Knowledge is key for a successful abduction. As soon as you've done your research and have set your eyes on your target, it's time for the luring stage. Some might simply use a tractor beam to get their target aboard, but in my opinion, that lacks finesse. Abducting is an art form, and it should be treated as such."
"She's a little over the top, right?" I asked the guys. "How is it art?"
"Maybe that's where we've gone wrong,"
Havel muttered.
"Finally, leaving the planet. This isn't just a physical task. Your target will feel lost and alone so far from their home. It's your responsibility to make them comfortable and prepare them for their new life, even if that life means being probed and researched until they expire."
Interesting. Catala was against slavery, but didn't mind subjects being experimented on. I didn't know much about probing, but I was pretty certain that it didn't always happen with the consent of the being on the lab table. I supposed we'd cover that later in the course.
"Today, we shall talk about the motivations for your planned abduction," the professor continued. "You can do this as a solo or group project, although we do recommend beginners to cooperate with other students for their first abduction. It will help you achieve the top grades possible, while also assuring a safe and rewarding experience."
A set of questions appeared on the screen, all of them ridiculous. I regretted signing up for this class even more now. Group work. I hated it.